So it's the only place where talk is not cheap. Welcome once again. Now, over the weekend, there were lots of activities in and around Port Harcourt, noticeably a huge gathering of, you know, popular entertainers, comedians, musicians, and, you know, the like, all those kind of people that make everybody happy, particularly on the weekends. Now, all of this brings us to our first conversation this morning. Now, it's not raining today. Hopefully, whatever happens now, it won't come up, you know, until maybe later in the evening when people are safely home and they can relax and, you know, be jolly and merry, right? But if it does, please do carry an umbrella. Now, this morning, as we start off on our conversation, I have a very, very straightforward question to ask. What do you think River State Port Harcourt is known for? Stereotypes are our conversations this morning, our conversation starter this morning, as we look at some of the interesting stereotypes. Virtually everywhere you go to on this planet, you will have someone look at you and say, oh, okay, maybe you're like this. Maybe you dress in jeans. Maybe you must be a footballer because you have a flashy car. Or maybe if you wear a suit and tie, you're probably a stockbroker or a banker. Stereotypes are not necessarily bad. However, it's when there's a negative stereotype that brings about negative or ill treatment that a lot of people draw a cause for concern. So this morning, as we look at stereotypes in River State, I have, like I said, what do you think we're better known for? Is it our love of food that we are better known for? Or, our matching ground or cult activities or criminal activities? It's sad to say, this is not a conversation about demarketing, but it's about gauging the perceptions that people have of us, around us, now at days. Now, that conversation will take us to about 10 o'clock this morning, and then we'll be talking about your partners and drug tests. Now, Dayo had a conversation yesterday on Sunday about what we're talking about this morning, and it's the same question I want to ask, but from the vantage point of willingness. That's our conversation later on this morning. And then our big one, all things being equal, Settles Parables. Abia and Delta State recently celebrated their anniversaries and will be comparing their growth, their development with ours here in River State. How about these states fared over the years compared to our jolly old treasure base of the nation, the former Garden City of the nation? I'm curious though, which is now the present Garden City? Not quite sure. But all that being said, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to where the region has its best conversations.
And now, hello, Port Harcourt, with Jude on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
So 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. These are the phone numbers that you can get through to us this morning to join in our conversations. Now, why exactly, Jude, are you talking about our perception? Are the stereotypes dominant about River State? Is it our enjoyment mentality? People come here and they think about bole and fish. I know I love bole and fish. I probably eat it everywhere, anytime, any place, you know. Is it that the fact that we like to have great times? We have a very healthy music culture here. Or in 2021, are we more known? Is there a stereotype for our matching ground, for our, you know, excessive taxation, multiple taxation, criminal elements, militants, or, you know, just general disobedience? I say this because it happens everywhere in the world where you have people who try to, miscreants, who try to unsettle you. You're working in Benin, for example. The same things that people have been complaining about in Port Harcourt happens sometimes in Benin, so as well in Lagos. You are driving, someone call, hey, give me money, or hey, this is our area boys, or Monile kind of a scenario. In fact, just this morning, I was speaking to my friend as I was coming to work, and she said she was coming out of their gym, and then somebody came and says, madam, it's 1,000 naira to park here. And she was like, what, are you okay? And drove off. Now, here in Port Harcourt, it's a little bit more than that. These days, people have complained that some of the activities of these so-called groups are now becoming very brazen. I was walking down on Ada George on Saturday. Yes, on Saturday, I was walking down out Ada George. I left the supermarket. I was walking down to the junction to get some fruits. Now, on my way, someone stopped me, someone who I had not seen in over, let's say, 8 years. I said, oh, yeah, I work here. This is my company. They do this, they do that. Oh, great, great. I was like, I have to run. It's threatening to rain. Cheers. I put my earpiece back and I'm walking down. Now, as I'm walking down, needless to say, this conversation has already been prepared by the weekend. So, I'm walking down, and after about no more than 30 seconds since when I left this person that stopped me, somebody runs up to me, stopped me. Ah, chairman. I'm like, okay, what's the problem? My mind like, oh, this one wants to beg for money again. Wait, hold on. I said, sorry, we don't call you as they come. I said, just greet her until we don't say no here. And listen, I'm not making this up. Word for word, this is the same. Chairman, you know, say everything rugged you. You know, say everything just day bam, everything just day bam. You know, say as I been, and you know, they go say, man, I don't want to do anything. They say maybe they do. I don't want the thief. So I just want you to show me love. What? Again? In 2021, in September the 4th, you're still talking about showing me love. And I look at this person, he's tall, taller than I am. But I look at his face, this dude cannot be younger or older than my cousin and all of that, people who I love to hang around. He cannot be. And then, this is what surprises me. He now goes on to say, chairman, show me love, just show Vikings love. I was like, what? In broad daylight, you are making claims to be associated with a group that the government has been trying for a while to remove, the one of the groups that the government in Rivers State have been struggling with. People are tired of hearing these names. They accuse these individuals of causing mayhem across the state. You are associating yourself. And I told him, guy, I don't have the money you want. I had a loaf of bread in my hand. I said, if I could, I would have given you this bread. And I start to walk. And he now signals somebody else, another guy. That guy starts to run. He's wearing white and blue. He's shorter than the other one. And I'm looking at these two young men. And I'm like, if they were to keep me and them alone, one-on-one, to have a conversation, I'll probably come off the better off. But that one comes, I'm like, what do you want? I say, bros, show us love. I say, there's no love to give. You're working. Are you not working? What are you doing? And then they don't have granite in their hands. I say, well, now they enjoy now. You people are eating granite. You people are say, now that your sister will stop you when I buy for us now. Bros, buy us. Buy. I say, sorry. And I start to walk, and he starts to laugh, and he said, no shaking, bros. And they walk away. Now, on my walk back, I kept asking myself, is this what these young men want to do for the rest of their lives? Is this what we are now known for? Or is it the jolly nature? So which of these stereotypes, let's be honest, if you're listening to us from outside River State now, if you're in Yenagoa, if you're in Abia State, if you're in Owerri, if you're in Lagos right now, which of these stereotypes do you think is readily linked with River State, with Port Harcourt right now? Which of them is more dominant? Is it the enjoyment River State, that we have Port Harcourt boy playing everywhere, that we like to have bole and fish and suya, you know, and roasted yam and everything, fried poreros all around the place? Is that what you know us for? Or is it the miscreants, the matching ground, the hess who goes there with that, you kind of people that you associated with us? These are the stereotypes dominant. Which of them is more? Let's get to hear from you this morning.
We are the talk. Talk. We are the talk station of the nation. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
So 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and then the female caller line is 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp and Telegram are available on 0809-030-6416, 0809-030-6416, and join us via WhatsApp and Telegram. It's 0809-030-6416. Daniel is in Imogate. Daniel, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, my brother Jude.
Good morning.
Yes, I am calling from the state, Imogate, Osako, Okwa West. Yes, why I am saying for you to know the very location that I am calling from is that actually we share the common boundary. Immediately after that, the other community you are entering in Abia State is Osuaku, Imogi. And why I'm saying it this way is that we are not trying to demarcate anybody. It is saying it the way it is, as for the talking point now. So, reason I say Port Harcourt, it is on that area, it is on that issue. You know, they are known for marching ground. But did you know that what you are saying, if it is around 7 o'clock, if you don't give, they collect your phone. You know, try to corner you one side. That is what they are known for. Chike Daniel Imogate calling. Tell me who I am so that I can correct myself. I will not tell you that you are demarcating me. I will just take correction from what you said I am. This is what River State is. And the most important thing is that what is happening in River State is splitting over across that Imo River to this my particular community, Imo Gate Osuaku. We now behave in our marching ground. All these young boys won't go and learn work and lay their hands on something. It is marching ground. Try to, that is easy money. Free money.
But it can't be easy money because thank you very much, Daniel. It can't be easy money because there is no saying who I really could have been. I have a friend who walks around, you know, just like any other normal person. He's a security personnel. He has his weapons in his back pocket. What if they had approached somebody like that and the confrontation had happened? Then you would probably have heard in the news, oh, one man shot one man. Nobody knows what the problem is. Likely cop clash. No, it wasn't likely a cop clash. Just that it could have been self-defense. Friday is Natilari. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, Friday.
Good morning. Happy New Week.
Welcome. Thank you for joining us. Good morning.
I'm really happy for this very topic. You know, last week I was driving my car going to GRA. And before I knew it, I had bash in my back. Wah! I said, what is happening? So before I would know, I bring my edition. I have to open the door, I come down. And I saw this young man. This young man was just weak and cry. Before I realized, I find out that those guys calling themselves Agboro, they are fully in front of residential hotel. Dragging, you know, they are looking for a way to drag this guy because, you know, they were begging this guy to show them love. And at the end of the day, the guy said, I didn't carry any passenger. It's okay, since you don't carry any passenger, since you don't want to show me love, give me my phone, give me your phone. They were dragging this guy with phone. So, in that process, this guy had to lose control and hit me at the back.
Oh, dear.
So, what did I do? I have to, you know, go and fix because it's not my personal car, it's my company car. I need to go and spend money. And these guys, they flee away. So it's very, very bad in River State, please. Honestly speaking, but as you see, it's very bad. You know, you will walk down, like sometimes when I close, going to work, you know, going back home, you will see three, four of them. Bro, show me love, show me love, show me love. I say, which love? Me, I am struggling for me to, I mean, eating Gary, but you will see that these guys, they are vibrant young men, but they don't want to walk. Thank you, youth, for this.
Thank you very much, Friday. So, how did we get to this point? Agbo is speaking to us from Ada George. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Yes, Jude, respect to you. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
Yes, Jude, I want to believe that sometimes stereotypes are based on perceptions, negative perceptions of people.
Yes, very true.
Not necessarily realities. or fat. Mm. You understand? For instance, I perceive it to be this kind of person, and I begin to generalize it. You understand? It becomes a fallacy. So, but then, you know, as it goes on, a lot of persons begin to adopt that. So as you said, a certain category of people are like this. So, but in this case, very important, because I don't think it's based on perception. It's the reality we have on ground.
Mm.
It's what people come here and they see, they travel back. They
and they home. Tell people.
So when they say these things, we no longer become self-type. That is the way we are. There was a day, just 2 months ago, I was going to see off my girlfriend. You understand? So I got somewhere around Kala. Somewhere around there, some boys came out. And there is a syndicate that does that somewhere around here, that at my 4 houses. They said you were met along other George. I'm sure it's going to be the same syndicate. That's what they do. And they approached us, and it was late. I had a small phone. She had an Android phone, a very big phone. So the first thing I did was, when I approached us, I asked her to move. So I was going to face them by myself. And they did the same thing they did to you. And I told them, do you know how many persons have been on this particular game? So many persons have been in this game for a very long time, and there are no more, because the street is not meant for hard men. The street is meant for the white men. That you guys stop those things. That they say they were hungry, they needed to. I say, I don't have money. I'm equally hungry. I've not eaten since morning. And you see that girl that is going. She's the one that is supposed to feed me this night.
Mm.
Now you guys are keeping me here. I don't have money. And that day, I was returning from somewhere. I had my sister and my husband in my bar. And this same syndicate stopped at Wimpy Junction. The same boy, the same group. You understand? They strategically position themselves around, and they come and they harass you. And if you act like you don't have anything, they begin to point out, you know, they harass you. These guys are nothing but criminals. And that's what they told us they teach you.
Mm.
So it's not stereotyping. That is what we are known for.
Wow.
You understand?
Okay.
And I did the same thing to them. I told them the same thing. Then I warned them. The next time I come out here and you guys harass me again, I'm going to make sure that all of you go down for it. So it's what we are known for. This is not stereotype.
Right. Well, thank you very much. Two similar experiences, sadly. So I'm going to say it's not a stereotype. It's becoming norm. It's becoming a fact. Do you agree with him? Or is this just, are these just isolated cases? Don't forget, it happened in Lagos this very morning in Lagos, in Lekki. Lekki Phase 1 in particular. A friend of mine was coming out from the gym and somebody said, hey, it's madam, to pack in, I'm 1,000 there. And also in Benin too, I've had friends who are coming out, coming from the Ring Road, trying to get onto Sapele Road, and maybe because they are new in the town, they got stopped and said, "Yeah, we know they enter this road like this. You go supposed to pay us." So we have isolated cases like this all across. Like I said, it's not just here in Port Harcourt, but we're talking about the perception now. Is it becoming so frequent that it's no more a stereotype, but actually what is obtainable in Port Harcourt? We'll take a break. When we come back, more conversations this morning, right here. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Say hello to the buzz, the vibes, the peculiarities and regularities of a contemporary city.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Let's talk about this modern metropolis sprawling from the city to the exurbs, the suburbs, township, community and your locality.
Let's talk about happenings in your neighborhood, standards at your workplace, social amenities and issues of great concern to you on Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello,
every weekday from 9 a.m. to midday on your number one station for talk, news and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
So what exactly do you think our neighbors and the people outside the shores of Nigeria have to say about Port Harcourt? What do you think they do feel when they come in and have one or two weekends with you and then they go back? What story do you think they're going to share with their friends and their families when they return? Now, I spoke to people who are in Lagos who used to live in Port Harcourt, who are from Port Harcourt, and they say that whenever whenever they come back, it seems as though the town is changing, not necessarily for the worse, but there's an atmosphere that doesn't seem like the Port Harcourt they used to know way back in the 90s and in the early 2000s. So what exactly is causing these changes? There's a very good chance, right, that most of those boys that we see on the streets, they're probably not listening. But those who are likely in charge of them, yes, in charge. This is no joke. Apparently, there is a I don't want to call it a syndicate, but there is a hierarchy of information that has passed down, and apparently they know who is who and which individuals are likely to have done this in certain places. So they kind of know, all right? That's the best way I can put it. So those people may just know. And the question is, do they actually care about the perception that they have? Because at the long run, let's look at the big picture. If more and more people know you for something that might not be in the positive, guess what? They may not be comfortable coming to do business or coming to spend time with you. A lot of people have this notion, I think it's a false sense of security, that, oh, this is River State. This is Port Harcourt. Everybody would like to come here because we have oil. Well, if you take a very good look at the statistics recently, a lot of people are actually saying to leave Port Harcourt, not in large droves. No, don't get me wrong. But a lot of people are beginning to find a better place to stay, primarily because of the environmental conditions that are prevalent in River State and in Port Harcourt in particular. Where are the people all running to? Lagos? Yes. Abuja? Yes. Even Enugu is seeming to become a more lucrative and more sustainable portion for business allocation in Nigeria. So we as Port Harcourt people may just be on the precipice of a monumental shift. My name is Jude. Welcome to where the region has its best conversations. 0173-0003, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007. Jump onto Facebook and post it up. What is Port Harcourt better known for? Is it enjoyment, the bole and fish, the suya, the great hanging out spots, or is it now cultism or matching ground, nefarious activities? Let's be very honest. It's all about perception. Don't forget, it's an advertisement. If they know you for something, there's a very high chance they'd come and spend with you. Zion is in Jerry. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Mr. Zion from Port Harcourt.
Welcome.
Today is my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday to you then, Zion, and to everybody celebrating.
For the benefit of this conversation, I will be honest. Without fear of favor, I've traveled along the nine Niger Delta states, and I've traveled far and wide of this country. When you use the word perception, it's what outsiders see about us.
Mm.
They see us as enjoyment people.
Okay.
I'm telling you the gospel truth.
Good.
If you go to Lagos today, introduce yourself, you are coming from Port Harcourt. They respect you a lot. They just give you that privilege. Even if you want to play ball with them, they will allow you to dribble them. Go to Abuja. Go to Abuja. Tell them you are from Port Harcourt. Even if they are committing crime, violence against people, once you introduce yourself, they just isolate you. Port Harcourt people are well respected. Is it the nine clubs? I've been to all the big nine clubs in this environment. I'm talking about the nine states of this Niger Delta region, including Lagos, Abuja, just mentioning. When you see Port Harcourt people in those clubs, they are respected. They give them a particular period to play Port Harcourt songs for them.
Oh, okay.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
When they show you that this table, na Port Harcourt people did here, na Port Harcourt boy did here, you see the, oh my goodness me. The truth is this. Within us here in this environment, yes, you can pick up the crime, the violence, but let's be sincere. They are not Port Harcourt people who are committing this crime.
Really?
I'm telling you, these are outsiders.
Okay, all right.
And that is why, hold on. Of recent, through the assembly, National State Assembly now, they have moved the bill to start registering people who live here. And that's one of the best moves from this administration led by
Wiki. All right, Zion, we're going to have that conversation later to see how the ramifications affect us. Walter is from Rupaku. Good morning, Walter. Welcome. Testimony in Aboloma. Good morning. We're coming to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very well, Walter. Thank you for joining us.
We are known by Garden City.
Mm.
And I'm proud to be a Port Harcourt man.
Mm.
Forget, people, they're jealous also.
Ah, fantastic.
Yes, now. What are you looking for? You will not get in Port Harcourt, River State. It's huge. Like sometimes we have discussed this matter, like Aguru.
Mm.
Just use your time. Go along the road to where you get these Aguru people. Ask them where are they coming from. Where they are from River State. You see that those boys, so-called boys, 80% of them are from nearby states.
Mm.
Imo State, Abia State, Calabar, Akwa Ibom.
Really?
And you see the way they dress, tattered. Tomorrow you hear Port Harcourt. They are not from River State. I said 80% of those boys go to Rumokro Junction now. You see them. They're not from River State. You see? So that sometimes when we talk, you go and investigate.
Mm.
I'm telling you the fact. I know what I'm talking.
Those boys
that are fallen our names, they are not from River State. They should go to their state.
Okay, so
they should leave our state alone.
Walter, thank you very much. I don't doubt you because you're the second person corroborating the story. Testimony is in Aboloma. Good morning, Testimony. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning.
Good morning, Testimony. Thank you for your patience, please. Good morning.
All right. Okay, no problem. Okay, thank you for this wonderful program. Actually, I'm impressed. I'm happy. So the other day, it happened that I was coming from Unibus Choba down to Market Junction. So when I get to the junction there, and I was looking for somebody that I'm going to see, so all of a sudden I saw a young man, a grown-up young man, taller than me.
Mm.
So the guy just woke up and, guy, how are you? How far? Senior man, show me love. I said, what is this? What do you mean? You know, I was harsh on him. So he said, Jimmy, find me something. Let me, your boys are hungry. I said, if you're hungry, and then what happened? So I was following him up, and at the end, he now said, hey, it's because I don't want to drag your bag. That's why I just came to you peacefully for you to find me something. As if I said I will not give you. Does that warrant you to come and drag my bag? So I was harsh on him. At the end, he now said that senior man don't want to show me love. So something just spoke to me that she just give him. I knew that he's very hungry.
Mm.
So I just give him 15 naira to see what he will do. You know what this young man did?
What did he do, please?
Why are you giving me 15? 15 will not go anywhere now. Put your hand inside your pocket and give me. I know that you have money there. I thought, yeah, give me the one I gave to you. Give me that 15 naira. He says, senior man, it's not like that. Now, why are you behaving like this?
Wow.
So, everywhere is in Port Harcourt. I don't know. I think they should look into this. It's becoming an alarming. It's not good.
It really is.
It's very bad.
All right, Testimony, thank you very much. So, as always, which is why I always say we have the best conversations. So, we have corroborators that say, no, our perception is that we're great loving people. We have the enjoyment spirit, which is, I don't think, can be denied anywhere else. Look at the nightlife in Port Harcourt these days. A lot of people like to go and buy their favorite drinks and their delicacies. No one's saying that. But there's a flip side, and the truth is, how much of the flip side is getting into our very front burner on the streets in the morning, in the noontime, and in the evenings? Now, for a lot of people, they probably won't be walking around in the evenings, but what if they ever do have to walk around in the evenings and they get to experience these things that we've just made mention? Is that the impression that you would want anybody to have of your beloved city? And once again, where exactly did this scenario get to? there's no perfect society. In Lagos, you have the Omonilia. Remember the 1 million boy gang during the October period of last year? Remember that? It does happen everywhere in the world. But to the prevalence that Paul Okubo are speaking about this morning is our concern. Ernest is on the line. Ernest is speaking to us from Eleparawo. Ernest, okay. Good morning to you and welcome, please.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning.
Okay, a quick one. I think that we should take this issue more seriously, even though I agree that that same act of chairman showing love, it's almost everywhere in the country in its own level.
Mm.
But in River State here, the issue of cultism and exhibiting it openly is alarming. And I think that is so because a whole lot of politicians and even educated people seem to identify with these things for one reason or the other. I don't get it. These are things that we should stand up and fight the attitude. We create laziness in the mind of the people that are protecting. Because how do you just sit or stand in a bus stop to stop somebody and say, show me love?
Show me
it
love.
Has gotten to the point where the boys, who you see them come around your car, start getting your car with, that they are cleaning your windscreen. When you tell them to go away, they abuse you. I don't know if you want that.
Mm.
If you tell them don't do it, they insult you. Somebody begs you money if it's really begging. And you say you don't give them, it's a problem. And we think that River State is best because that means we are living over our heads. And if you can be in Abuja as we speak, you walk anytime you want to walk. You won't see people come around you like that. It has got even our nightclubs. Yeah, you go to clubs, you don't have extra money, so that's the bouncers. They treat you differently.
Mm.
So how do people tell you that, River State, I'm proud. If you're proud of it, then fix the problem. We have an issue, it's a challenge. I don't know why we fed it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ernest. Ernest says we have an issue. We shouldn't paint it any less. Egba is calling us from Mimokoro. Good morning to you. Hello, Port Harcourt.
It's a really serious issue. If you come to a Mimokoro flyover, you will see these boys there. And the unfortunate thing there is that they are working with the police.
Okay.
Each time you come there, they run about there, you see them with those traffic policemen. Sometimes they will control the traffic. And when they see an oncoming vehicle, they assess your vehicle. They just stop you and say, show me love. Sometimes they will overstay their bounds. Some of them will say, show me love. When you don't show you love, they ask you for particulars.
Are you serious?
In the presence of the police officers. So I think the state is in trouble.
Wow.
If we are disturbed even by the security agents, then where do we resort to? So action should be taken. And I think it should be a mass protest against this. This issue has invaded the whole of Port Harcourt. And that's my take. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ibiso is speaking to us from Audley Road. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Jude, good morning.
Good morning to you.
How was the weekend?
Very well, thank you for joining us. Good morning.
Port Harcourt is known for flexing, for tourism, hospitality.
Ah.
And, now this crime we are talking of, many people are committing the crime are from outside the state. They also want to spoil Port Harcourt. Yes, because go to, in the night, when you go out, the people that are arrested, ask them where are they from. Most of them are spoiling the name of Port Harcourt. Port Harcourt is known for flexing, where you enjoy yourself. You understand? Back in the 90s, you will stay at Agri Road, you can stroll around 2 o'clock in the morning, go to Rachel, go to Willis, go to Rachel, you understand? Now, take it to 1980. You know Music Machine?
No,
please. Music Machine, now where First Bank is at Abba Road.
Okay. Okay.
That's Music Machine.
Okay.
Who is going to go and flex? Music Machine. And who is going to Dreams at Blumola? Who is going to Twilight? You understand? Different club in Port Harcourt. But these people that want to make money by all means are falling in the name of Port Harcourt. Kidnapping, different things. So, me as a person, I like flexing. And Port Harcourt is known for flexing. You understand? Jules, don't worry. Go and eat our bullet this week. I promise you. You know, you are the chairman of the bullet committee.
All right.
Me, I like banga soup and sash.
That's the way forward.
I will host you.
Thank you very much, Ibiso. Paul is in GRA. Hello, Port Harcourt. Richard is in LMA. We're getting to you, Richard. Hello,
hello,
Paul.
Hello, Mr. Jude. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning to you, Paul. Thank you for calling.
Yes, the truth must be told. Port Harcourt is a pleasant city, which we know before now. But the truth of the matter is not only the non-indigene that is spoiling the river state, as they said. If you can bear me witness that all this killing that is going on within the river state, LMA,
yes,
what they call it, Ibuishi, and all that. What have the river people got have to do about it so that the listen will be good? Because it's people like that are going on daily basis. Every day they are kidnapping people and selling their parts in river state. Yes, we know that River State is a fledgling city. But how about this issue of cultism and all that? Is all of them outside state?
That's a good...
Are they all non-indigene?
That's a good question, Paul. Richard in LMA, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning, welcome. How are you doing? Welcome.
Thank you so much, I'm fine. Jude, the topic you raised this morning is very interesting and very peculiar. Some time ago, that should be the last one precisely, in Trailer Park here in Leme. There was a bus loading to Port Harcourt, and two agro, two of these boys were about to quarrel themselves. And the other one said, do you think we're in Kogi State here? And the other one said, do you think we're in Ibomi State here?
Wow.
So you discover that most of these people who are causing this havoc within the states are not indigenous of the states. But the issue there is this. The indigenous or the government of the state should be able to take a proactive action to prevent most of these happenings and these rude lights. So the reality...
Oh, dear. Richard, sorry about that. Barry Diagram is speaking to us from OGRA. Barry, good morning to you. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Jude.
Welcome.
Solomon. Or Mamegbe. Huh?
Welcome, so, Barry. Make your comments, please.
My name is Barry Diadom.
Welcome.
From Port Harcourt. What is Port Harcourt better known for?
Yes.
Is it now or before?
Now, we're looking at now. What is it better known for now? It's a current conversation.
Port Harcourt is better known for now. One, autism. Two, kidnapping. Three, marching grounds. Are you surprised?
So basically nefarious activities.
Yes, once you go out and mention I'm from Port Harcourt, hey, the person will hold his phone very well.
Oh dear, oh dear.
Yes, that's... Port Harcourt is now known for pickpocketing, stealing, because we have a governor whose penchant for leadership is intoxicating. So, Port Harcourt is known for all what I mentioned.
Okay, Barry, thank you very much. Hope you have a wonderful day. Now, let's wrap up this conversation as we get to read messages. Let's get to Facebook first. Dan Ifai says, you said it all there. God bless you. Oyeka Chimbatu says, I know PhD and learn work for enjoyment. Cultism is more to enjoyment. Port Harcourt has money, but those who have good paying job, while the youths are massively poor, how can they enjoy when there is no good source of money, thereby making cultism and criminality more? I must say, Port Harcourt, compared to other cities like Lagos, Asaba, Warri, Benin, or Warri, for enjoyment, especially for youth, then PH, then learn work. Good morning, Jude. Port Harcourt is known for enjoyment with a little touch of cultism. Theresa there with that comment. Oh my God. Port Harcourt is known for enjoyment with a little touch of cultism. Good boys, period. Enjoyment follow. That's what Port Harcourt is known for. Okay. WhatsApp now. Aminu here says, good morning, Jude. I have been living in Port Harcourt for the past 30 years. Nobody can tell me that those bad boys are not from River State. The only thing I know is that some of them may not be from River State. Otherwise, a great number of them come from River State. Majority of these boys depend on landed properties to sell. And now that there are no landed properties anymore, the outcome is what we are seeing now. Good morning. Port Harcourt is something else now. The way the tax and collectors collect money from market women in oil mill, then Origwe, Rumara Road, Eliowani. A lot of harassment, both on the passers-by and keke operators. Boys around these areas are doing nothing to earn a living except show me love. Their parents are not bothered. Port Harcourt is full of show me love boys. If you don't, they apply force. It's terrible. That's from Chi. Emmanuel says, please, Port Harcourt, we all know, has become an Agbero state. Though they might not really be from the state, but they are backed up by those indigenous in the state. You can't tell me without benefiting anything from these boys, and they keep quiet. As for me, I don't think I'll keep quiet, and I look at intruders to tarnish the image of my community and that of my name. Thank you. Well, thank you very much. All right. It takes a rat inside of the house to tell the rat outside that there is food in the house. In my younger years, Port Harcourt was safe and cool. Right now, Port Harcourt is very unsafe. The indigenous are carrying the foreigners along in the robbery and cultism. How many of the indigenous are ready and willing to work? They are experts in nefarious activities. All the Agboros are indigenous, he said. Well, we will get more. But the most important question now is, what do we do to change these perceptions about our beloved Port Harcourt? My name is Jude. Thank you for listening. We'll get to our commercial. Conversations continue right after now.